Welcome back. Another segment. You getting full yet? You had enough slices yet, Jimmy K?
I don't know about these pizza crust bones. They're kind of old and moldy.
Well, this next slice is really hard to stomach, and that's the, this sums up the Republican Party right now. It's a Marjorie Taylor Greene, the psycho that, you know, believes all those high school shootings and elementary school shootings and mass shootings were fake, staged by somebody else. QAnon.
Remember the days where we thought Sarah Palin was the wacko of the Republican Party?
Right. And I'm sure she, you know, probably didn't know she could go that far. She might have got elected. Who knows with the Republicans the way it is. But, you know, she's agreed with, you know, executions of Democrats that she believes are guilty of treason, which is kind of funny since she's an expert at
treason.
Right? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
And then they want to bring their guns on the floor. And I mean, we had kids going, you know. She compared her comments about Black Lives Matter and all the violence and this and that. Listen, you know, there's so many differences from the angry white mob that you had attacked the Capitol and five people died, okay? First of all, I've been to plenty of Black Lives Matter rallies, participated with them. They're diverse, okay? There's a lot of white people in there. There's a lot of people from all different cultures coming together, standing up together as human beings and peacefully marching. And most of those conflicts came from, you know, Proud Boys and white nationalist groups coming to counter rally, you know, and in other words, they're in favor of cops shooting unarmed black people, right? Because that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, racism within our police policies, for crying out loud. And that makes it acceptable for others. See, you know, the cops really are a huge problem on policies, you know. And I've got a lot of friends that I've made that are, you know, law enforcement officers, don't have a problem with them. Got a real problem with policy and usually administrative people, just like anything else. You know, the administrative people are the ones that, I guess they're there to discriminate and hold people down. But the fact that the Republicans aren't willing to get rid of this psycho who, you know, went after Cori Bush in the tunnel, yelling at her and saying, quit using Black Lives Matter to, you know, start violence. Listen, why doesn't Marjorie mention that everybody that got shot and everybody that was shooting at these Black Lives Matter rallies that turned into riots with whatever happened, you know, some of them were outside people, was all white guys. Everybody that got shot and killed and everybody that did the shooting was white guys. There weren't any black people shooting people. They weren't going after cops. They're just sick of listening to these clowns. Anyway, let's go back to the phones now. Let somebody else rage.
Joe, our next caller from Stevens Point,
Joe.
Have the answer to my question earlier. What can the Republican Party do to fix itself?
Floor's yours, Joe.
Oh, hey, Mike. You know what? First of all, I just want to say, man, I think when I say Pizza Box Mike 5 days a week on this radio station, I think proof is in the point when we're getting all these super new voices calling into your show. I think you draw it because it's, you know, we're lifting from the bottom when we hear your voice. And, you know, that it's the tactical unity that people are looking for. And I think you bring that. And it's not just management that smokes pot. You know, it's like organizing on the ground. There's something entirely different about what's going on. You can smash Republicans all day long. I have an old history of, you know, enjoying the Republican roast. But we've got to show what Democratic push-ups look like. That's the muscular Democrat that we need. And, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, you were going to go into something about kind of like climate change.
Oh, problem. Boy. Yeah.
We're going to know, like, if Joe Biden is really going to lift from the bottom or if he's going to be a polite fascist, which most Democratic centrists don't realize, but that's what they're practicing. And I'll give you an example. we're going to be facing, like, the price of everything is entirely too expensive. So therefore, market corrections are probably destined. They're on the calendar. We don't know when. But the fact how we saw Democratic behavior during this pandemic and how they hung us to dry to get us and drive us out to vote, they didn't do any, like, ongoing, you know, measurements of what suffering is on the streets. You got 20% of these kids that are food insecure. None of that came about. Well, Wall Street got bailed out again, just like in 2010. Nancy Pelosi hung us out to dry, left $1.8 trillion on the table, took 900 and said, oh, no, this is a much better deal. But no targeted relief that goes ongoing until this pandemic is done. You know, Democrats, we got to realize, man, this is what's been happening for 40 years. It's why Wisconsin turned red. And it's engineered. It's systematic destruction. And, you know, don't believe me? We've got to do climate change. And imagine if we got a jobs program, right? We're going to need jobs programs because we've got over 20% unemployment going on. And that is, like, it's destructive levels. And it's unsustainable. And we can't just keep faking it until we make it. We've got to roll up our sleeves as Democrats and start having some developed positions. You look at us right now, we don't have developed health care. We've got Republican health care. We don't have developed elder care. We don't have a developed position and a unit tactic approach to legalizing marijuana. We don't have anything like that. Everything is like turn it over to the professional Democratic class and let some guy with a title in front of his name who's just part of this talent pool, let him take over for us and then put us all to sleep and, you know, get us raging about Republicans. Everybody knows they're so detached from reality. We all know that. Got it. Check. Wrote it down 40 years ago. But what are we going to do as Democrats? And I think that's what people enjoy about you, Mike, and about your show, and that I really think you bring a lot to the table, and 5 days a week isn't enough. What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, thanks for calling and listening. And I can't eat pizza 5 days a week, but we'll see what happens down the road. Right now, it's, you know, we're trying to establish this. I got a lot of work to do if I want to expand into something like that. First, I have to prove my value. And there's ways of doing that. But I just want to go back to a good point that you made. See, the Democratic Party likes to attach itself to a movement when it's positive, but they weren't the ones that made $15 an hour happen. It was the movement of Fight for 15 that made it happen. And just like, you know, the one thing that I closest to my soul in this country as a movement is the Poor People's Campaign. And just think of how much money we could save by funding the people that actually need and deserve to be funded and supported, because they deserve a bailout because they don't have a way out, you know, because of our systemic racism and inequality, income-wise, everything else. These people don't care, man. Once you start, you know, reeling in the money like that, it's a sickness. And you saw what happened, you know, on the stock market, you know, when a bunch of people decide to go after billionaires, right? Well, we can't have this, right? We can't have billionaires losing billions of dollars gambling. Only small people are supposed to lose. But, you know, we got a long way to go. The election was just to get rid of Trump in my book. And now it's about people coming together. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take for these people to lose their anger. You know, what they really need to do is, like, take a look at themselves, because they're probably angry with themselves over... I used to do that. I mean, I'd project my, you know, losses onto other people too when I didn't make the right choices. But I don't do that anymore, because it only hurts you, and it's only hurting them, really. I mean, it hurts all of us, but hurts them the most. But we got another caller.
We do. Let's go to Slammer here in Madison. We got 2 minutes too.
Slammer, got 2 minutes. What's happening, brother?
Oh, I'm going to pump your show up a little bit. Hey, just so you guys all know, Mike pulls this out of his pocket. So his Saturday 1 hour show is funded by Mike, Pizza Box Mike. And that old adage, don't just applaud, send money. You can certainly call any engineer with the program to figure out how to fund money into his program. Who knows, maybe you'll get a two-hour Saturday show instead, and that would be really comfortable. The point I want to make real quick, Mike, is that Joel Jacobson got screwed by Robin Voss with this duping in this Photoshop ad that he made of Joel Jacobson holding a sign. It was a placard that Joel was gleefully showing somebody in a picture. It was in his website. What they did was they Photoshopped in defund the police. Then they made copy of it, and they sent it to everybody in district in 63. That's the crap that was going on, and nobody is investigating that. So I'm calling out to Josh Call. I mean, you're the attorney general. That dirty politics stuff, it happens all the time, and it's accepted here in the state of Wisconsin. And that's why we have crud like Robin Voss holding up, trying to upend the mask mandate. So your response, and thanks.
I'd say in terms of going after Robin Voss for ethics, so give Scott Ross a call. We know how much they love Scott Ross, right? Interesting. No, Robin Voss is definitely on the list of things that need to change in Wisconsin. How we're going to do that, I don't know. We got to wake people up. We'll be back.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour. This episode, filmmaker, musician, and New York Times bestselling author Jeff Alulis joins us on the program.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Saturday morning at 9 a.m., tune in for Ask the Builder and hear about projects that can be done to improve your space. Join me, Naomi Craw, and members of our team at Bachman Construction as we take calls from the community and share our family's three generations of experience.
Ask the Builder is Saturdays at 9 a.m.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. You never know who's going to stop by.
Mr. Robinson, yes, this is somebody at the door here. Open the door. Did you hear the bell ring?
Stop by Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, 6 to 7 weekdays.
The Devil's Advocates.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, our friend, live via phone. What about simply raising the age of weapons purchases to 21 years of age?
We're sending 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds over to Afghanistan, and they're dying. They ought to be able to vote, they ought to be able to have a beer, and they ought to be able to buy a gun to hunt with as well.
Are you suggesting we lower the drinking age?
No. Can't they do that now? What is the age nowadays?
It's 21, 21, sir.
We drink when we toast. We toast when we drink.
Yikes.
I'm so glad you're listening to Devil Radio. It makes me so happy. Boo.
Okay. Nice break. I want to say a couple things too, Slammer. You know, I'm not impressed with Josh Call's work, but, you know, every attorney general and district attorney, the reason why I have issues is because they're always siding on the error of the police. And, you know, you can't really get true justice with that nonsense, that thin blue line in a dark SUV. And that's a sign I held for them when they have their memorial, because I want them to understand a lot of folks have died at your hands, too. You know, we're not cheering for police officers to die. We're cheering for them to stop using violence against people, in particular people of color. But, you know,
Just a squirrel sideline here, but the UW, I believe, yeah, it was UW Police. Just recently, I think it was yesterday, announced that they are banning the use or the display of the blue line flag.
Yes. Yes, it's not the American flag. It's like a movement of people from the far right, I believe. You know, so that's a great first step. I mean, that takes some nads to step up and do that.
Well, that particular flag is a direct violation of the flag code, of the U.S. flag code.
What are we going to do if D.C. becomes a state, even though we know Republicans won't ever let that happen, at least right now? We got to make a new flag. 51 stars.
We'll have to add a star, yeah.
How about an asterisk? Everybody just put one on in the corner, all in the same spot. We won't have to get any new flags.
I thought they only use asterisks in baseball, but maybe it could be used in politics, too.
Oh, the biggest one was that guy that threw the perfect game for Detroit Tigers. I mean, I don't usually pay too much attention, but, you know, the last out, the ground ball.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Pitcher goes over to cover the bag. He's going to get the perfect game, right? And he steps on the bag, and the ball's there, and about a half a second later, the runner comes by and steps on the bag, and the ump called him safe. Mm. And everybody just freaked, right? Because it was like, this was before they did the replays, okay? But you still get the replay, but they didn't change calls at that moment. It wasn't even close, dude, and the guy lost his perfect game. Mm. So I think it was whatever GM or somebody gave him a car, and I was like, was it an asterisk?
You know, one other thing. That's funny. One other thing I want to bring up to go back to your climate thing.
Yeah.
Also this week, GM.
Yeah. And 2035.
2035. They've committed to not make the combustible. It will be all electric.
Right. And all the gas heads are going to be going, man, I want my gas car.
You know, well, what's funny about this, you know, they're all worried about, don't take my guns. Don't take my guns.
We're going to take your cars.
We're going to take your cars.
Your trucks. They're toast. No, I heard that, and I was like, by 2035, non-combustible engines from GM. That isn't it. I might even actually make that. I might, you know, I don't know how long I got to live, but it doesn't seem that far away, right? It's only 15 years.
Dude, pizza crust will never biodegrade. You'll always be here. I think this is great. I mean, and I think tell me if I'm wrong, I think the Biden administration have come out swinging on this as well with the executive orders that Joe has done, the talking points they're putting out there about climate change, the fact that they're naming or they're saying climate change is a national security threat and we need to address it right now. That's something brand new that's never been done.
Well, extinction is pretty serious. Sure. And that's where we're headed, you know, that's why all this politics just bothers me so much, because most of the time, if I wasn't focused on standing up against all this insanity, I'd be, you know, like out in the parks with the birds and stuff, because there aren't any birds around town much anymore. You know, you can put out food and everything, but I think I mentioned it last week that we've killed 80% of the mammals on this planet. 80%, okay? So when people, you know, and that's just like, you know, complaining about wolves up north and, you know, they seriously aren't a problem. Never have been. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, these guys make up their stories or cattle, you know. Well, first of all, you move the cattle into the wolf country, right? Secondly, they're all insured. Your dogs are insured when you hunt bears. You don't care about animals. Who uses their dog to hunt an animal that might rip them to pieces, right? You don't care about the dog or the bear. All you care about is your own selfish ass, okay? And that, I'm all for responsible hunting, but when it comes to, like, game hunting, you know, for trophies, and these animals are endangered, and the reason why they're endangered is because of the encroachment of man on everything. So we've killed 80% of the mammals. Let's see, we lost how many? Like 3 billion birds. Over the last 50 years, the population has dropped in North America, North and South, you know, our side of the globe. And then 50% of all flora, so trees, prairies, grasslands, marshes, they're all gone. Yeah, are we going to get those back? Well, probably after a couple of cataclysmic events and wipes out most of mankind, and maybe a few of us will survive, maybe we won't, but that's what we're facing. See, the doomsday clock moved 20 seconds closer to midnight, and it's 100 seconds away. And if most of you don't understand what that means, after the Cold War ended and we made agreements, it moved back to like 17 minutes to midnight, okay? We're at 100 seconds. It's just a matter of time that, you know, an earthquake, a volcano, you know, a couple of big hurricanes, tornadoes the size of a whole state, these things are coming. Fires that are just out of control. I mean, what, they lost pretty much all their trees in Australia on one half.
I was going to say the wildfires is already a huge issue all over the West, Australia, as you mentioned.
All the animals that died, all the animals that lost that habitat, the migratory process is impeded by man. You know, build a wall so that, you know, animals can't migrate, because we don't care about animals, right? Unless we're eating them or hunting them. And I think there's more of us out there that really care than those that don't. But right now they got the mic, don't they? You know, the destroyers, they're just everything. Defend everything that is bad for human beings. I just don't understand it.
Are you at all hopeful with some of the steps that are being taken right now to correct things?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, it better to have somebody sign an executive orders to try and reverse all the damage we're doing, right? Because the Republicans want us to compromise, right? They want us to reach back into their territory, which is, you know, death and destruction. No way, man. I wouldn't sit down and agree to anything with Republicans unless they were conceding for a change. And they got a lot to concede. I mean, they don't stand for anything. They don't. They literally, you know, they're sold. They're bought and sold. And the only reason why they stand up and freak out over anything is they're afraid they're going to lose their election. Well, now they're afraid that, you know, the Trump fans are coming to their house to execute them. And why wouldn't they? I mean, we're on heightened alert through April now because, yeah, there's still some intel in this country, probably even a lot more now that Trump's gone, that they're watching these organizations and, you know, they think they're getting away with, you know, planning stuff, but I think they're onto them now. I don't think it's going to be like this surprise attack that they're hoping for, or listening to a Republican legislator say that we're already at civil war, we just haven't started shooting yet. Well, actually, you did, okay? Five people died at the Capitol. One was for sure murdered, the cop. The woman that broke into the Congress, or I mean, what do you, you know, I would have expected to get shot if I did that. So I feel bad for her. She was crazy, though. All this is crazy. Why do people want to believe in such, I see Anderson Cooper's got a thing where he's talking to a guy that, you know, was a QAnon guy, and he goes, you really believed that I was drinking baby's blood? You know, I'm going to have to watch and see how someone like that can reach out to the other side. Maybe that's how it's going to have to happen. You have to do it on TV, right? Because neighbor to neighbor's gone.
You can't argue with crazy. You can't.
No.
You can argue common sense with somebody as long as they have some common sense. But you're right, man. I mean, the climate issue, it's right in front of us. And I feel like there has to be something that comes from Congress. There has to be. And I don't think it's going to happen this session of Congress. But something has to happen through Congress to pass laws as opposed to executive orders.
Do you remember the day when there wasn't really bottled water? We just drank it from our sinks and from bubblers everywhere. And I mean, we've seen them steal the water just to bottle it and sell it. You know, who gave them the right to steal the water? And they've done it in Wisconsin. And, you know, Wisconsin's just horrible. You know, high capacity wells, they call them. Passed laws so that they can, you know, drain your marshes and throw them on their fields. They're use them for CAFOs, whatever they need them for. And that's all at the taxpayer expense and the environment. We're already at another break, huh?
Yeah, we're coming out of the end. 30 seconds left. Time to say goodbye.
Well, is it the end of the show already?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for listening, everybody. And up next, Native Roots. And after that, Jimmy K.
At 6 o'clock, Max Inc. Radio.
Right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week. Pizza Box Mike signing off.
Do you think you're better every day? No, I just think I'll do just zero to my grave.